Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. You got me, KC, your host, and we have an awesome guest today. You already know, I'm not going to introduce her. This is family right here. I'm going to let her talk to you a little bit about herself and let you know exactly what she got going on. So, guests, it's your go.
Hey, what's good, y'all? It's Kate. Complicated, Chris from District Heat, whatever you want to call me, whatever. But, yeah, I'm just, you know, shout out to Casey having me on tonight. And I'm just excited to be here, man. I don't know what y'all about to ask me, but, yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, always grinding.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, right? Complicated. Let's talk about Complicated.
Okay.
Where did that come from?
Okay, so, you know, like, I had to think about, I was in a group, flight crew a while back, and, you know, I had the name Arcade. You know, Cade has always been, like, my main focus, so I kind of wanted to create a name around that. And, you know, I sat back and I thought about my life, and, you know, at the time, it was very complicated. I was getting out of the military. I was, you know, going to school, and it was just like a lot going on. So I came up with, you know, the KOMP, KLADE, and it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's basically my name. I don't know. It's complicated. So that's it.
Okay. I like the way you spelled it. Very unique. Definitely a good feel. Where exactly are you from?
Okay, so originally I'm from Boston, East Cambridge, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So everybody from Boston, shout out, you know what I'm saying, listen to y'all. And then, so I was born in Boston, and then I went to high school in Wilkes-Barre. I'm sure I got a couple of those listening tonight. Shout out to y'all. You know, Myers and shit. And then, now I'm here, you know, going through the military, and now I'm in D.C., so I've been through, you know, couple places.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. I know what you do. I know exactly what you do. But there may be some callers on the line right now that do not know Complicated. If you had to describe yourself to one who did not know you, how would you describe yourself?
I mean, just chill, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just like to chill. I don't like to, don't get me wrong, I'll get turned up, twisted, whatever. But, I mean, I just like to chill. My music is chill, you know what I'm saying? My character does cause little, you know, mischief, but for the most part, she's chill. So I just feel like that's my character, you know what I mean? So.
Okay. So tell the people a little bit about what you got going on. What is it that Complicated does?
Okay. So basically, right now, like I said, I was in a group, and things really didn't work out, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still friends with them, whatever. No, you know, no hard feelings. And it's just, I had to branch off and do my own thing, and, you know, I came out with a couple things and did a couple, you know, what's that called? Features, there you go. Yeah, so I did a couple features, and I put out, you know, D.C., This Is City, and I'm right now just working on my mixtape, and I feel like a lot of my music in the past was rushed, so I'm trying to just smooth it out and make sure I have an all-around good sound for everybody, you know what I mean? I don't want to rush anything. But it's coming out in October, so I know it's been a while, but y'all get what you want.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. So let's talk about your music, since you say that you are into music. Same, pretty much the same kind of question I just asked you about describing yourself to somebody else. How about we describe your music? Like, if you had to describe your music to somebody who has not listened to you, how would you describe your music to them?
It's, like, really mellow. You know what I'm saying? It's just something you could just sit back, chill, glass of wine, whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, you could throw it on at a party, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, it's just something you could chill to. So, I mean, that's how our mixtapes sound. That's how my whole sound is. I incorporate, like, all different types of music, like jazz, you know what I'm saying, rock, whatever I grew up on. What'd you say?
I said, oh, yeah, I was digging it.
Yeah, so I just put everything old school, new school, hip-hop, and then I just made it my own, you know, so that's what I sound like, you know.
Okay. Have you worked on some features with some, like, big names in the LGBT community or mainstream?
Yeah, I would say, so basically I worked with Clever Thoughts. That was, like, my first feature that I did with the LGBT community, which you can find that on SoundCloud. That's Every Time I Look Up by Clever Thoughts and Complicate. And it's just, she kind of put me on to the whole club banger thing, and, I really enjoyed working on that track. So, I mean, I did a track with Angelist MC. She's also on the show as Jay. Working on a track with Choppa. Hopefully we can get that. It's so busy with our schedule, so, I mean, hopefully we can get that out soon. So, but, yeah, just working on a couple different things, you know. So, and I'm always welcome to work with new people, too. So.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question since we're talking about features, right? If you had to pick one other, well, we know Choppa and Clever Thoughts. Shout out to Clever Thoughts and Choppa, by the way, DMV, baby. If you had to pick one of or a few that's out there doing it big right now, big names, whether it's mainstream or LGBTQ, who are some of the names that you would say, hey, I want to do something with these people? Like, I feel that my flow will go good with their flow.
Yeah. Yo, Jada Rhymes is hot. Like, she's a very, you know what I mean, she big in the D.C. area. And she also on a couple of the episodes doing the sex scene. I really enjoy her music. So, and there's also another girl, Mac Macklin. She's really good, too. And you can look her up on SoundCloud. She's really good in Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what we're about to do. No, we're not. We're not going to do that right now because I forgot something else.
Okay.
You know I didn't forget, right? Because you know, well, I already told you I was going to talk about it. Look at this. Look at your booze out there. No, she not going to talk about it. Look, you know they over there like, no, she not going to talk. She better talk about it. Let's talk about your acting career.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your acting career.
So, I mean, I've always been kind of into acting, you know. I mean, I guess even as a little kid, I used to get up and, like, I mean, I guess read poetry wasn't really acting, but you got to put a little emphasis in it. I always like to, you know, be dramatic with my words and everything like that. So that really kind of put me on. And then in high school, I did a couple plays, you know what I mean? So I just always was into it, but District Heat really expanded it, you know? So I never really thought I would be in this avenue, but it was just, it's great. Like, I love it. So I can't, I definitely can't complain, so.
And who do you play? Look at them, look, they ready, look. Who do you play? Who do you play on District Heat?
All right, I play Chris on District Heat. That's who I play.
And is Chris anything like complicated? Are they different? Are they the same?
It's weird because, like, in some aspects, we're, like, very much the same. You know what I mean? We're kind of still young, finding ourselves and stuff like that. But there's some things I wouldn't do, like leave my phone on the couch. I can't believe Chris did that. I'm still, but, you know, that's, it was, you know, it happened. So, I mean, you know, but, yeah. I think just our differences come from, like, our relationships. Like, I really know what I want, and Chris doesn't. And other than that, I think we're pretty much the same, like, going to school, finding ourselves, all that, so.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to let everybody else ask you some questions, because I know they're like, Casey, get off of the phone, get off of this, let us talk. I'm going to let them talk, but first, before we get into that complicated, I want everybody to get a little feel of your music, you know, get them another side of Chris from District Heat. I want to introduce everybody to Complicated. So tell us a little bit about this track that I'm about to play.
See, I was about to do that. See, what great minds think alike, you know. But, So this song has been out for a little bit, but it's my single off my mixtape. Just to give you all a little bit of feel, I do have another track online and then my features online. But, this is basically what my mixtape is going to sound with some variation. And then also you can hear this song on episode 7, District Heat. So,
okay. We are loading it right now. I'm loading it. Got a little technical difficulty. Well, we fixed this.
It's complicated.
Yeah, go ahead. As a matter of fact, why don't you spit some for us right quick while I fix this matter?
Well, I'm gonna tell them a little bit. Well, okay. Yeah, all right. I don't know what to say. Nah, but hold on one second. But now with this track, I just really wrote this, you know, after a night of good times and partying, and I just, you know, all my music comes from experiences that I've had. Like, my one track I have on my mixtape is actually about my best friend. You know what I'm saying? Growing up with her and then watching her transform into something that I would never expect. You know what I'm saying? So that's something you gotta listen for. And then, I got a couple things coming out features-wise and everything. But, alright, let me think of something real quick.
Yeah, we want to hear.
You really want me to freestyle? Like, this is why you put me on the...
Yeah,
okay.
You look like
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, man. All right, man. All right.
On the spot.
All right. Incognito, I'm down in Rio. Double up my dose, I'm going home with the trio. Shade with the blade, and expect the sage ready. Stay with the sage, always on the same page. I'm untraceable, mind erasable. Eat a raw night, appetite insatiable. me, and then unrelatable. Confuse me with who, I'm unmistakable. Really though, I'm feeling copacetic. Don't know why they get trapped in. I must be magnetic. Granddaddy got me wrecked. Take the train to the next sunrise to remember, sunrise to forget. I ride through the city with the green street light. I don't know about you, but I'm getting high tonight. Drop me off at the Capitol, down in the heights. Get right when I'm up there, enjoying the sights. Hey.
Alright, y'all heard it.
No,
heard
it.
Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry, baby, what you say?
I said that's just a little something, but yeah.
Well, let's give them something real right quick. Ladies, right now we got Complicated right here. Y'all definitely take a listen to her. If you're on the line, definitely press the number one if you would like to talk to Complicated. We are opening the lines up right after the song is played. If you're not online, I want you to dial 646-716-6977. Press the number one. Share the statuses. Let everybody know that Complicated is in the building, a.k.a. Chris from District Heat. Let's go.
Hey, yo, I spit out my verse while I surf on the turf. Keep my eye on the prize, so I'm always alert. I was born to be great, and if niggas debate, they can come see my barrel, end up in a crate, I got a hip-hop soul, a rock star heart, and a boss's role. HBIC, I provide for my team. Rip beats at the scene, catch me at the scene with a gas cannon in next to a first down house. Slipping is the night, don't know how I'm getting out. All black with an orange ski mask, got a vibrant thing sitting in my lap. Stadium, VIP, I'm so hot, I'm on District Heat. Any day or night, you could come see me. I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga. I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga. Ayy, I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga. Ayy, I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga. Day or night, you can come see me. I'm getting wild out in D.C. Not seen pussy galore, but her pussy allure. Make her way from the table, down to the floor. Yeah, I'm a freak, we ain't even got a peek. I'm reaching a peak, getting right to the point. No hesitation, exploration. Getting sensation with heavy respiration. Woo! I don't resist temptation, I'm down to fuck. What the fuck is love making? Oh, me, oh me, oh my. Give a fuck, let's straight or buy. You say it's complicated, well come give it a try. You put in the work, I got you 9 to 5. In the morning, she reporting back to a regular, pretending she not regular. But when I see her on the regular, she down on her knees, and I don't see her getting up. She getting wild when she with me, nigga. Ayy, she getting wild when she with me, nigga. Ayy, she getting wild when she with me.
All right, y'all ladies, heard it best again. Press the number one. We're about to go to the phone lines now. If you're not, press the number one, 646-716-6977 is the number to call. Let's go to the first caller. Are you code 256-665? Talk to Chris, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
It's Zen.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
How you doing, Zen?
I'm good. Okay, so I'm going to just get straight into it with my question. Now, Complicated. I saw you at the What is Butch fashion show in Atlanta. You performed, and you have a very chill, laid back stage.
See, I told you.
You're just laid back. You know what I mean? Like, I love the DC flow and everything. Like, I love your music. And with being a stage performer, is it hard for you to turn that off and have somebody directing you and telling you what to do, telling you where to look, what to say, how to say it, you know, I need you to use this facial expression. Is it hard to do that type of transition? Because you really don't have to do that on stage performing in front of people.
Honestly, a lot of us, we go over our lines, but they don't, I mean, they give us, like, a feel of what our character is supposed to be feeling, but they don't really be like, yeah, you need to, you know, really in depth, so it's not really that hard, you know? So, I mean, it's really relaxed as far as directing, like, we, as long as we get it done, you know what I mean? It's not too much different than performing on stage, I guess, because you
okay.
still put, yeah, like, you're still putting yourself in character, so I guess it's, like, you know, kind of the same.
Okay, so now, did you ever think that outside of the couple of productions you did in high school, did you think that you would ever, you know, be on a web series or any type of, you know, show like that, like a TV show? You're like, almost on a TV show. Like, did you think you would do something like that outside of music?
Honestly, no. Like, I mean, you know, I'm always open to new opportunities, but I never thought, like, I would be actually, you know, on a web series and people would be hitting me. Like, it's just, it's different, you know, but I like it. So I definitely will definitely continue that, I think.
That's what's up. Well, I think you did a great job at the fashion show. I think you did a wonderful job on the show. I'm going to continue to watch. I'm going to continue to be a fan. I follow you on IG. We're friends on Facebook. Like, shout out. You're doing the damn thing. I can't say nothing, but that's what's up.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. Well, good night. I'll finish listening to the show.
Yeah, don't be afraid to hit me up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? We'll have a conversation, all that. So.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
All right. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. Area code 253-351. Talk to Chris.
Is that 351 or 341?
341, sweetheart.
How you doing tonight, Casey?
Doing good in yourself, girl.
Is Teddy on tonight?
No, she's not on.
Teddy sucks. I don't like Teddy right now. How you doing, Cade?
Hey, I totally messed up. I thought the last one was you. But how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm glad to finally talk to you. I know I got your number. I haven't called you. Sorry, been busy. But I do want to say I've never heard your music before. This was the first time that I've heard you actually do something. Like, I've seen the Cypher.
Yeah.
That was good. But this is the first time I've heard you. But the only thing that I didn't like about it, the N-word. I don't use the N-word. And that comes out a whole bunch. So I don't use that word. It's just an ugly word to me. But other than that, that actually was really good. And like I told you when I talked to you on Facebook, you know, we do bring out artists. We do look for new artists, up-and-coming artists all the time. So we're still working on some things. Kind of going through some business changes right about now. So my business partners are moving, and they're going to California. So they'll just be me. So things are kind of going to slow down for a minute, but I'm not going to forget about you. We talk all the time on Facebook. So
yeah,
just to give you a heads up. So what else do you see yourself doing besides, you know, like the District Heat, and your music, or are you just basically focused on your music right now?
I'm really focused on my music, but I would like to model a little bit more, and then acting is always great, you know what I mean? So definitely season 2 coming up, so definitely continue that. And then, I don't know. I like to do photography, definitely like modeling and stuff would probably be the next thing that I'd probably get into.
Right. Well, as far as the web series are going right about now, I will tell you, I'm all into the web series, all of them. Right now, District Heat, and I told you that, too, and Studville, y'all are killing it. I mean, you guys are, like, neck and neck right now, because it's like, your guys' storylines and the twist that you guys had on this last one, I was shocked. So I was just like, wow, okay. Because remember when you were telling me everyone was going to be shaking their head?
I told you.
I know. Why did I get phone calls, though? I got the phone calls. They're talking about, did you see that? Why you didn't do that? I said, they don't tell me what's going to happen. I said, all they said was, said they're going to be shaking their head. Chopper said, y'all going to be pissed off, but nobody would tell me anything. And I was like, so they were like, man, did you see that? I'm like, why am I getting the calls? I'm not even on District Heat. I don't got nothing to do with it. But, yeah, that twist with the Wayne thing, I can't wait for the next episode to come out, to be honest, but yes. But you guys in Studsville are killing it right now. There's nobody out there that's touching you guys, honestly. So keep doing your thing. I will hit you up. I do got your phone number. I will call you, whether it's personal or about business. I will give you a call, and I'll keep, you know, talking to you on Facebook as usual.
Definitely appreciate you, Stan. And then, you know, people are hitting you up because you push it so hard, and we appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? I hope everything works out for you on your end. And, you know, we'll definitely keep in touch. So hit me up.
All right.
Hit me up. All right. You have a good night.
You too. That's so sweet. Oh, see, now I need to go watch Hit the Floor. Y'all are making me miss Hit the Floor.
Okay.
I'm going to stay on, though. I'll stay on. I have one ear to you guys and one ear to Hit the Floor. That's my show.
Background. It's okay. I know. It's okay. Go watch your show. Have a good night.
You guys have a good night. Casey, you have a good night, too, sweetheart.
You too, sweetheart.
All right. You know I'll be on next time.
All right. I'm waiting on you.
All the time. Ain't I always on here?
Did you ask Chris for the Mambo Soul?
In D.C.
What Mambo sauce?
Hey. I want some Mambo sauce. I'm about, you know what? I'm going to hit you up.
If I mail it, it's going to be a week old. So y'all got to come out here, okay? And then I'll get you all the Mambo sauce you could eat.
One day, you know, fly it out one day. You know what I'm saying? You're making the big bucks.
Yeah.
I love Mambo sauce. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to make it out there one day. I got some friends out in D.C., so I'm going to make it out there one day. But
got it.
Again, you guys, I know there's other people probably waiting to talk to you. Good night. I'm going to go wash my hips.
All right.
All right. Talk to you ladies later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right. 646-756. Talk to Chris.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
This is Samantha calling from New York.
All right.
My question was, would there be any more new characters resurfacing on District Heat? And is there going to be a season two?
There will definitely be a season two.
Okay.
Can't tell you about the other thing because I'm not at liberty to say, but definitely, like, episode 8 is about to blow you guys' mind. Like, that's all I'm going to say, okay?
When is episode 8? When should we be seeing it on YouTube?
So episode 8 should be coming in the next 2 weeks. We don't want to have y'all waiting, you know, too long, so we're really pushing to get this one out, but still have it. Quality. Like, that's the main thing. You hear, like, in episode 7 how the, you know, the sound is a little bit messed up, and that's because we kind of rushed it, but we're really just trying to have it good for episode 8. Y'all, you know, stay with us for season 2. That's it.
Okay, and is Chris' character, will she be settled or have some stability, maybe? Can you say that?
He really wanted, I can't say anything. I cannot say anything, but I will just let you know that Chris has, you know, her own things that she's dealing with and her own thing that she's battling with, and she's getting older, so maybe she comes to the realization, maybe she doesn't. Maybe she comes with a 9-year-old pimp. I don't know, you know? I don't know.
Well, thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too, sweetheart.
Uh-oh,
I think it's about to get juicy. I can't wait. All right. Earth Code 205-862. Talk to Chris.
Hey. Hi,
Casey. Hey.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Good.
It's good. It's my first time ever hearing you, Casey. I love you.
We can barely hear you, sweetheart.
Hold on. I'm going through. Can you hear me now?
You trying to sound sexy. It's cool, though. It's just cute.
Well, thank you. I'm country. Sorry, can you hear me?
No, yeah.
I'm laughing. It ain't funny. But anyway, it's my first time hearing y'all. Well, KC, really. I love your music. I think I added you on Facebook today. I'm not sure.
You said what?
I think I added you on Facebook today.
Oh, okay. How you doing? Thanks for the ad. Much love. Thank you.
Ooh, you are fancy. Okay. Just my first time hearing you rap. This is my first time ever watching District Heat.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so far. I'm shy right now.
No, you could take, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. You're good.
Okay.
How did you like the show? You thought it was good or not?
It was good. It was good. I'm not finished watching it. I'm going to see it.
You probably glued to the TV screen. That's how people get when they first get to see District Heat. They just get glued that. Someone told me they was glued for 5 hours. I was like, okay.
You watching it? Yes, I'm watching it. I'm continuing watching it tonight before I go to bed.
Oh, see, you're going to sleep with District Heat.
Yes, I'm going to sleep with District Heat. I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you into big women?
I mean, you know, I don't discriminate, you know what I'm saying? So I'd be not non-discriminatory.
So. Good answer. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm finna go finish watching District Heat, and I'll check out later. I'm still being here from what District Heat been on.
Well, thank you for calling in, and I hope you have a good night.
You too, honey.
Oh, bye.
Man.
Oh. Hey.
I'm not even. Girl, I'm not even going to say what I got to say. Keep my mouth fast.
Casey.
It felt like I was looking at the movie Girl 6. I ain't lying. Sang a phone sex operator. Did you hear that? Girl, somebody else heard it. Somebody else caught it. Area code 602465. Talk to Chris, a.k.a. Complicated.
Hey.
Area code 606465.
Yeah.
Hey. Hello.
She hung up. She probably disconnected. Ladies, if you're online, dial 646-716-6977 to talk to Complicade. Press the number 1 if you're online right now. Don't be scared to talk to her. Come on now. Y'all want it. Y'all, come on. Y'all got to. You can ask her, do she like chicken? Where she from? Do she like cabbage? You can ask her anything you want to ask her. This is what the show is for. All right? Area code 540. There we go. That look more better. 540-446. Talk to Complicade, baby.
Hey.
540-446. And they hung up too. All right, Complicade, tell us a little bit more about your background. while we're waiting on some callers to press on number one.
Okay. Basically, like I said, I grew up in Boston until I was about, like, 11, 12. And then I went over to this little town called Wilkes-Barre nobody knows about. But, you know, it was an interesting place to go to high school. So, yeah, I mean, I had to get out of that situation, and I really liked the city, and I grew up there, so I didn't really like the small-town feel, and that's why I joined the military and, you know, got into that, ended up getting out and landing in D.C. So I love the area, you know what I mean? It reminds me of Boston, but, like, way bigger, and it's just, like, so many people, so much diversity, and a lot of opportunity. So I just definitely, you know, like where I'm at right now, so... Yeah.
Okay, so if you had to say that any artist out there, living or dead, right now, inspired you or in your music, who would it be or who would they be?
You said who would I what?
If you had, like right now, as you are a growing, starving artist, if you had to look back and think about, you know, people that have made a big impact in your life as far as, you know, it doesn't have to be mainstream. It could be anybody musically, you know, who would you have to pick, living or deceased?
I definitely, you know, the Fugees have a big impact on me. I love the roots, you know, the storytelling aspect of old school hip hop. Like, I really love that, and that's what I try to put in my music. Like, even with DC, that's honestly, okay, that whole song, like how Sim was saying she don't like the N-word and everything like that, honestly, I don't like that word. And the reason why I did that was because I'm sitting there like, I'm getting wild out in D.C. So I'm saying whatever I want, and I'm doing whatever I want, and that's where it comes out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like to use that in daily life. And, you know, a lot of my personal friends know how I feel about that word, and it's just, but, like, when you're drunk and you don't care and you're belligerent, and I'm not saying that's right. Don't ever, you know what I'm saying, put yourself in that situation, but it's just like a metaphor, kind of, you know what I'm saying? So that's where that comes from. But living or and then, you know, I just, like I said, the old school hip hop vibe, I like that storyteller vibe, so you'll see a lot of that on my mixtape.
Okay. All right, let's go back to the phone line and see if we can, if somebody are not scared to talk to you. I think people are a little scared to talk to Chris. I don't know why they're scared to talk to you. But, and they hung up. The people, okay, let's go back to 205-86.
Oh, don't be scared.
No, go ahead. Say what you're going to say, man.
No, I'm just saying, don't be scared, y'all for calling. You know what I'm saying? Don't be hanging up. You go press one and then hang up. Like, calm down. Right. It's okay. I'll answer any question you want, girls, ladies.
All right, well, let's get this other call out on the chance. Area code 205-862. Ask Chris anything. Ask her anything. Let's go.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, Casey.
Hey.
I just got through talking to you, so.
Wait, look, ask her something else. Don't be scared. Come on.
I just on your Facebook page while you a little note, so awkward.
What?
Okay. What type of woman excites you? What do you look for in a woman?
That's a good question. So basically, what I look for in a woman is just maturity, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely take into account the inner beauty is way more important than the outer beauty. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's going to outshine whatever. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Someone that cooks for me, definitely, that's a plus. And just, you know, someone that's going to be there for me. That's it. You going to watch. That's it.
Okay. I like that answer.
What'd you say?
I said I like that answer.
Yeah. The cooking part is very important. Like, I need that, okay? I need that.
Okay.
No, that's right.
What else?
What, else? educated, mature, sophisticated, sophisticated, you know what I'm saying, complicated, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, all that. I mean, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
What'd you say?
I said I have nothing else to ask. Ask me my question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I'm like this.
You're good, honey.
Uh-huh.
No, I can cook. But I can't cook everything as I can't cook that good if I cook some things.
She honesty is very important, so
Hey. You can be honest.
Yeah, you're right.
Be honest with me. That's all I expect you to be honest.
Exactly. Gotta be honest.
Can't do no lying. Can't do no cheating.
Yeah, honesty is very important in a relationship. If you don't have honesty, then you don't have a relationship. That's the bottom line. So
you get me. All right. Well.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm finished watching District Heat, and I'm gonna talk to you later. I'm gonna talk to you whenever.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too. Have a good night. Enjoy the show.
Yes. You know what, though? One thing I did like about her, she kept it real. Like, look, I don't know how to cook too good. But see, that's the good thing about a relationship. You can teach each other how to cook. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey. Honesty is the best policy, so.
Exactly. You love it. That's a winner. She kept it real.
Like, tell me you know how to cook. And then I get to the kitchen, and I'm like, yeah, baby, this is good. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you keep it real.
You can put mambo sauce on it. It ain't too good, you know. Put a little mambo sauce on it. That'll make it right.
Hey, put it on anything. That'll make anything good. You know what I'm saying? Just drink that mambo sauce, hot sauce, whatever. Whatever you got handy.
I'm hungry now. See, look what y'all done did. We got to go to the next caller. I done got hungry. There you go. 912-346. Talk to Chris, a.k.a. Complicated.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
I had just a couple questions.
Okay.
How long you had your dreads?
Okay, so I've had them for about 3 years, right? But I had long hair. Like, I have curly bush as a hair, and then it was just crazy, so I dreaded it up. So it was probably about a little bit above my shoulders 3 years ago, and now it's as long as it is.
Okay, cool. So, like, how long have you been a part of the LGBT community?
Honestly, since I was 5, you know what I'm saying? I was testing them, but, you know, I came out when I was 18. I had my first girl when I was 14. So I've been, you know, around experimenting. But, yeah, after 18, it was straight, you know what I'm saying, girls. So
are you a stud?
You know, I mean, yeah, in a sense, but I, you know, I identify as a woman, you know, before anything. Like, I don't really care for those labels. You know, I definitely like when a girl identifies herself and she's trying to talk to me and she says she's a femme, but, you know, but I don't know. I don't have any label. I say no label. That's what I'm saying.
Good, that's good. Are you single?
Man, it's complicated. Like, for real. Like, that's my situation right now.
Yeah,
I'm still. Yeah.
Oh, what's your race?
What's my what?
Your race.
My race, okay, so I'm black and Russian, and then I got a couple little things mixed in there, but those are, like, the main things that I have.
What attracts you? Like, I want to say, like, when you first see a girl, like, what attracts you to them? Are you, like, a boobs person? Are you a ass person?
Why can't it be her eyes? Like, damn.
Well, you can't say either. Anyway.
No, but for real, I love a girl's smile. Like, I mean, I love ass and I love titties. Don't get me wrong. Like, if they, you know, those features definitely help. But if you have, like, a crazy smile and it's just, like, not a crazy smile, because I don't want no clown smile and scares me at night and everything like that, but, like, a good smile, then I'm cool with. You know, but, yeah, I mean, I don't judge a book by its cover. Like, I firmly believe that you could see through someone's face how they are as a person. And that's not always the case, but, you know, most of the time.
Now, you say you like a woman that can cook. Can you cook?
Yo, I throw it down in the kitchen. That's why I expect the same. Like, I want someone that could cook because I could cook. Like, I'll make stuff from scratch, cook. You know what I'm saying? Not no oodles and doodles. But, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I definitely could do some stuff with some oodles and noodles, though. I'll do whatever.
That's good. All right, well, I guess that's all the questions I have for now.
Oh, okay. Call back if you think some more.
Oh, I will, definitely. You got it.
All right.
Somebody's back for more. There you go, 253-341. So, to complicate.
Hi, guys again.
Hey.
Had a commercial time. Hi, Kate. Hi, Casey. Hi, everybody again. Can you guys hear me?
Hey.
So, Kate, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Now, I'm hearing, so you're like, okay, you know, you don't discriminate as far as, you know, a person's size and all that good stuff or whatever. So, but honestly now, come on. Now, would you mess with a big woman? Like, honestly.
I mean,
a big woman, a bigger woman, not like just thick with a big booty, big boobs, none of that. I mean, I literally mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I mean, I definitely, you know what I'm saying? As my preference, I would like a proportionate woman, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now here comes the honesty. So, okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
But I mean, I don't care. Like, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying. I've actually never been with a bigger woman, so I can't say yes. I can't say no. But I mean, I don't know. You put me on the spot, then. I don't know.
Y'all, like, you already know. Come on now. I'm not that. I ain't gonna be easy. So, you know, I got a lot of years on you. You know, we talked about that. I have many years on you. So, I know. Y'all, you know, you want to keep it nice and everything and let the ladies know, you know, I don't discriminate. Please. Come on now. I done heard that so much. So, race wise, do you have a preference? Do you like white, black, mix?
I would say I like mix. That's the thing is I don't discriminate that either. Like, I've dated, you know, black girls, I've dated white girls, I've dated mixed girls, I've dated, you know, all types of girls from, like, all different lands and everything. But, I mean, I don't discriminate. As long, like, really, as long as your personality is right and you know how to cook, then we cool. No, but, yeah, this is, I don't really, you know, I'm not like she has to be 5'3", you know, like, I don't, it's just,
right. I get you. But so a cooking thing is really important, I'm hearing.
That's my key in my heart. Like, I swear to God, like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, I love that, like, just, you know, in on a night, whatever, dinner on the table, and it's just so good. That's, like, my dream. Like, I swear to God.
That's the way I was raised. My mom's like, I have a Korean mom, so... And then my dad's from down south, so I couldn't, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, conceited about my cooking or anything, but I'm an excellent cook. I like, you know, and so that's one of the things that I do well is cook. I cook Korean food and I cook soul food. So you just take your pick. But I do, when I'm in a relationship, if I come home first, I'm cooking for my girl. And it's going to be on the table waiting for her for when she comes home from work. And that's just me. So, but did you look at my video that I put up yesterday?
Which one?
On my Facebook. It's on my Facebook. Go on my Facebook and look. I just put a video up there, and you see my transformation.
Okay.
There's a big transformation on there.
You said
you know.
I'm going to look at that.
My show's back on. Casey, thank you for letting me come back on and talk again. Huh?
I said you called me on commercials.
What'd you say?
I said you're calling me on commercials.
I was. But what? I know there's probably other people that want to talk to you.
Hey, that's cool, though. Hey, man, you can call me anytime. You know that.
They being nasty on my show right now. I mean, they're just, like, having at it. And so I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. You know, I'm tripping because they having sex. And, you know, it's like, hey. So, you know, I don't know if you want to hit the floor. But
I don't. I don't want that. I got to get hit to that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's on season 2. Do you watch it, Casey?
Say it one more time.
Do you watch Hit the Floor?
I watched it one time. I think
Hit
it was kind of cool, though.
Is that
the basketball one that comes on out there, Love and Hip Hop?
Yes, with the dancers and well, the cheerleaders that dance, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I've seen the previews. All right, well.
It is such a good show. What about Teen Wolf? You watch Teen Wolf?
I don't even, like, watch TV like that. I'm so, like, behind. I watch Love & Hip Hop. I do watch that. And then, you know, sometimes Bad Girls Club and cartoons.
Bad Girls Club is not even bad girls, because they're not even bad girls on there. They used to be, but now it's just like, it's so theatrical now.
Honestly,
but
I don't know what happened to the show. They don't even kick people off like they used to. I'm like, yo, she should have been kicked off like 3 times, but she ain't kicked off. I was confused, but it's all good.
My little brother be like, if you were that age, you need to be up on there. I'm like, shh, JJ, we're not going to talk about my past. I know the stuff I used to do. And he's like, no, you need to be up on there. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Jay, you don't want to tell people that I need to be up on there. I'm not the same person anymore. He was like, no, you and your friends, y'all are the real bad girls. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But, yes, yeah, so, I mean, you know, I've done some dirt in my day, you know, where I honestly, I probably was still be in prison somewhere, but I never got caught.
And that's the biggest thing. I'm supposed to be caught. No, let me stop. I'm not encouraging the kids. Let me stop encouraging the kids to do wrong. But, yeah,
exactly.
As long as you don't get caught, that's good, you know.
Well, you know, I don't see, and I, like I said, I've changed. You know, as you get older, you learn that that kind of stuff isn't cool. You know, but like my, you know, my brother's thing was if I was like that back in the day and they had Bad Girls Club, you know.
Yeah.
You know, what we did was what real bad girls do.
Yeah.
What they're doing right now is corny, but, you know, I just,
they're
but I don't condone.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I say they're fighting over nothing, but yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. But, you know, I'm just saying that I don't condone anything that I used to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't condone anything where people do bad towards other people. You know, I've grown, I've matured. I even when I say my prayers, I say, please watch over my enemies. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like that complete different person than what I used to be. And so, you know, I just don't condone all this. I tell my niece all the time, don't do this, don't do that. You know, you don't want to go to jail. And so, you know, she's 17 years old, so she's out there right now, doing her thing. So,
and the thing is like now the consequences are so much different than back then. Back then they didn't have all the forensic and the cameras everywhere. Now you can't, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that type of stuff. It's really not worth it. You know what I'm saying? If you did it in the past, you know what I'm saying? You ask for forgiveness. And, you know what I mean, like, you teach them positivity, and that's all you can do. And, I mean, we just got to, you know, tell the kids they can't be doing that type of stuff. It's not cool. They can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You only live once, so you can't ruin it and spend it in jail, you know what I'm saying, because they'll lock you up in a second, trust.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, too, with Fam Inc., you know, we want everything to be positive. We don't like drama. So, you know, on the business page, we keep drama down. You know, if we see anything on there that's drama, it's gone. You know, it'll be deleted. And so we don't want to keep it up there because, you know, you can be 18 or older to be on our page or whatever. But if you're under 18, because there's so much stuff on there, you know, we put our parties on there, and during our parties, they get kind of wild, you know.
Yeah.
And strippers and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, the little kids don't need to see stuff like that. So you have to be over 18 to be on our family page. Like I said, if anything on there is negative, I take it down. You know, that's one of the things, you know, Milan Parker, she, you know, I guess somebody, they were gangbanging on her page, and she was like, every last person, she deleted from her page, and she just, you know, cut it all off. She deleted what they put up there. I didn't see it. I just saw, you know, her post on there. And, you know, and I agree with all that because she's, you know, all into positivity. Also, you know, you don't put certain things on the page. I mean, I know, like, KC, you know, you go on your page and people are talking about blood this, clip that, and all this stuff. I mean, come on now. We're too old for all of that.
Right.
Yeah, you already know what KC going to do. Yeah.
You know, it's stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's really
it is
stupid. Crazy. And so I just be like, ugh, God, these people grow up, you know, and I'm pretty sure they are old enough to know better.
Right.
You know, like, hey, I don't know how old you guys are, but, you know, hopefully, I mean, I'm a lot older than, if you look at my pictures, I am way older than what my pictures look like. I don't look my age. So I just, you know, it's
well,
just a lot of learning, you know, a lot of learning. And so just like, you know, try to be positive with the children. You know, I'm trying to get a nonprofit organization going for, you know, for our community, you know, our LGBTQ community, you know, for somewhere for kids to come and talk to and, you know, things like that, because it's like there's really not too many role models in our community. You know,
right.
They don't have nowhere to go, you know, when their parents put them out because they're gay, you know, things like that. That's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
And so we want to, that's one of the things that we want to do. And it's like, you know, and have positive people talk to them, you know, maybe, you know, call KC. Maybe, you know, be like, here, you know, this is a person you might be able to relate to. Or call Kate or call, you know what I'm saying, just call people that we know or whatever that we know it's going to be a positive influence to these young children.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So, because they don't know any better. They're looking at us, the older people. And so it's just like, you know, we don't want them to follow what the stuff that we used to do back in the day. We want them to follow what we're doing now.
Right.
You know, so it's like, it's just crazy. But like I said, I know someone's waiting on y'all probably, and we just been da-da-da-da-da. But I'll hit it again in case nobody else is on there.
Well, you already know, Preston number one, we'll come right back to you. Don't we even worry about that.
Your show's on, Love and Hip Hop. I'll watch that later. Yeah, Love and Hip Hop. Well, you know what? It's because we got DirecTV, so it comes on like 3 hours earlier.
Okay.
And so my Teen Wolf is on right now. It's just started. I just love, y'all don't know how much I love Teen Wolf. This is my show right here. So I know somebody's waiting to talk to y'all, so it's good talking to you again, and I will hit the one again just in case.
All right.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Bye, Kate.
Bye.
All right, area code 601-608. Talk to Complicate.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Casey.
What's up, girl?
What's good? What's going?
Chilling. We got Complicate on the line. You got something to say, something to us?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? How you doing tonight?
I was kind of saying that I had to call for you because she been posting you up for all week, so I had to call because I didn't block the server. I had to call, and I want to say I love you, and this is you're mixed, right?
Yeah, I'm mixed black and Russian.
I was like, you asked like the first mixed blood, I asked the same. I was just here, I was like, oh, she was, I was like, oh, like, she's cute with it. Like, and then plus she got dead. Like, that's, she's so cute.
Oh, thank you. It's,
you're welcome.
Yeah, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. I like the show, though. I'm glad you like that. You know what I'm saying? Where you calling from?
My friend said that you sexy as hell.
Like, people realize, all I'm going to say is, like, when you lose something, you see someone happy with something that you had, it kind of makes you realize, you know what I'm saying, some stuff. But that adds some complications, so I'm not even going to go too much into it, but, yeah, you just got to watch episode 8. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Okay, I wish I didn't see
episode,
so I was like, well,
dang,
I liked it.
I finally got it in YC, and I was like, oh, I like it. This is one of the shows I can keep watching all day long and every day.
And my name is Lena.
Okay, hey, Lena. I'm, like, deaf-like right now. Yeah, but thank you for calling in. You know what I'm saying? If you have any more questions, I can answer whatever you want.
All right.
I heard you go 305-713. Dr. Kava K, a.k.a. Chris from District Heat.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, this is Liliana Martinez, KC. You know who I am.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how you doing? I just got off work, so, I mean, when I just got the notification that she was online, I was like, oh, shit. Okay, I just want to let you know that District Heat opened a lot of doors for a lot of women out here. I had a call with my homegirl, Nicole, to let her know, like, look, you need to go to this show. And she was like, her girlfriend never seen it. So
yeah.
I plugged in, and they love it. You know what I'm saying? They want to see more of it. They want to know what's up. We on our way going to be coming to She Pride. Well, first off, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm in Miami, and I'm a registered nurse and everything for radiology. I'm a single parent, and I've been very difficult trying to find out my sexuality. You know, being with a man, it just didn't fit right with me. So, you know, I came out to my mother, and today is her birthday, and, you know, kind of got her teary-eyed because my aunt 4 months ago died, you know what I'm saying, and she had a girlfriend as well. So for me, it was kind of heartbroken. Like, my mom was like, okay, my child again is, you know, she's a lesbian. And she said, you know what, I accept it. You know what I'm saying? I accept you. I accept you for who you are. I know you've been trying to find yourself, because everybody in their family has a black sheep. You understand what I'm saying? And for me, I thought I was going to be a good girl. You know what I'm saying? But now I have tattoos and piercings and everything else. And my mother, you know what I'm saying, she kept wondering why I'm acting this way, you know what I'm saying? And my dad kept telling her, like, look, this is who she is. My child is that loves women, that loves herself and everything. And I really do thank y'all for that. Like, y'all really open up my life to a new possibility of being happy. And I have an 8-year-old, and my 8-year-old is like, my mom's gay. And I love her, and I still love her. And I just want to thank y'all for that. That's from the bottom of my heart. I really do. I do appreciate that. And I'm over here crying.
Oh my gosh, that's really, I'm like speechless. Okay. Thank you for calling. Oh my gosh, that's really crazy. Like, I didn't know it had that big of an impact on people. You know what I mean? Like, and that's great. Yeah. It does. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to make progress, and it's just like, wow, like.
And it's like, I mean, I believe in God. I believe in a lot of things. But it's like, when I looked at District Heat, it just made me realize, like, it's a whole lot that I can be. You know what I'm saying? Going to school, you know, graduated this year, Hank University, you know what I'm saying, on the top of my class. I mean, I did everything, but I kept hiding my identity, my sexuality for a man, and I know I wasn't supposed to be with a man, you know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, it just opened up. Y'all, like, y'all understand, like, that story that y'all have going on is an open door for anybody to come out and just say, you know what, this is who I am. Accept me for who I am. And,
right.
you know, that's the thing about you guys. Like, y'all play a character, but in real life, y'all have these situations that people need to hear. People need to know that it's all right. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. You can be a doctor and you can be a lesbian. You can be anything you want to be in life as long as you know that you are special. You know what I'm saying? From God. So that's why I just want to let you guys know that. I mean, y'all are amazing cast. I meant with the bottom of my heart. I even told KC, like, I would network with you guys to let you guys know, like, there's young ladies out here in Miami, Florida, are killing themselves. And then I brought this amazing web series that y'all have to their attention. And now they're saying, you know what, I thank you for that, Lily. I really do thank you for that. So y'all saving a lot of lives. Because right now, young ladies are killing themselves. You know what I'm saying? Over stupidity, over bullying, over cyberbullying. So y'all are reaching a lot of kids down from 11 years old and up.
Mm.
So, I mean, like I say, my saying is always a life is a journey. And y'all gave them every day a new chapter for a young lady to be alive again and be happy for her identity. So I just thank y'all for that. Know that,
that's
yo. Word, yo. Like, that's my word. Y'all have possibilities in life, and y'all are encouraging myself to come out and say, you know what, this is who I am. This is what I am. And then what's so bad is that growing up in Miami, it's hard.
Mm.
It's hard. I mean, I've been to D.C. plenty of times, but Miami is hard. It's
yeah.
hard to come out. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. And I feel how you feel in that character, because when I seen you and your partner and you just trying to overcome yourself, I watch it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all really, like, you hit home for me. You hit home for me. Because I see myself in you. And that's a blessing. It's a blessing. Every day for me is a chapter. And I breathe every day knowing that I love myself, I love my kids, because before I even tell y'all what happened to me, my kid's dad died 3 years ago.
Gosh.
And it took a toll on me because I had to turn myself who I wasn't supposed to be. And I explained to him he had cancer.
Mm.
I wasn't supposed to be with him, and he understood that. So I became celibate, and I've been celibate for going on 4 years now, because I felt that, you know, ain't nobody going to accept a woman like myself as an individual. So I said, you know what? Every guy I dated kept turning me down because I always kept putting my all in it. So you know what? I said, you know what? I'm done. So I met a young lady that blew me away. And she said, it's okay. And she became my friend. And that's my best friend, Nicole. Like, through all the stuff I've been through, that's my only best friend. Because she knows that I've been struggling with this. And to this day, I thank her for that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to let y'all guys know that y'all reaching all over the world. And I'm just letting you know, Kay, don't forget your blessing, yo. You have a blessing over your heart right now, as well as any woman in the world. And you have a business mindset. You have potential. You have a greatness over your life. And if you keep doing what you're doing as well as the cast, y'all going to reach a lot of people, and y'all going to save a lot of lives. And that's how y'all saved my life, because without y'all, I would not be here. I would have been out. I've been trying to kill myself because I've been trying to understand, what did I do? You know what I'm saying? Why won't nobody love me? And if it wasn't for you guys to put that website out there, like ClickBank,
She been on it. She been understanding me.
Mm-hmm.
And she been understanding me. And she know I reached out to her. That's why I'm coming to She Pride, so I can understand that I have family and people that want to love me as much as y'all do. And I just want to thank y'all because at the end of the day, y'all are guardian angels over me.
Wow.
So I just want to say that, guys. Y'all got me over here crying. I ain't supposed to be crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it out, baby. That's what it's called. Get it out.
Oh, go ahead, Casey. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But most of all, I wrote a poem about you guys. It's called Keep Your Head Up.
Look, I mean, it means so much. Like, you know, you don't even know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I love that we reached out to you and we were able to do that for you. You have no idea. Like, honestly, I'm a psychology major. I want to, you know, help people, you know what I'm saying, overcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to, you know, do what makes you happy. And it's just amazing that we've reached out to you and it's just crazy that it has that impact. And I'm so appreciative, and it's a blessing, like you said. It's a blessing all the way around. It's a blessing to be on the show. It's a blessing to be able to reach out to people and really do what I want to do, so.
Yeah, because just like anybody would go through a struggle, you know what I'm saying, day in, day out, you know. And my whole, see, the whole thing is that my whole hospital watched you guys. And it's like, they was like, girl, did you see it? And I was like, no, I already seen it before you guys. It was like, what happened? I can't tell y'all.
Yeah.
Like, act out everything. Like, I graduated, you know what I'm saying, from Juilliard, had a valedictorian. I had my daughter, you know what I'm saying, 19. You know, I've been through a lot. And like
wow.
I say, every day is a journey for me. And for you guys, it's amazing to see when y'all go right stage, center stage, then left stage, and then it, you know, it becomes a whole different situation. But I just love your character because you look like you was about to fuck her up because she kissed Shorty Girl. and there's no offense. Like, I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I make her understand that I don't let her watch it, but I let her understand that it's okay that you're an individual,
yeah.
You know, and it's all right. But this young lady, my daughter, is amazing. She is amazing. And then my baby's been making all this noise. I'm on the phone, boo-boo. But I just want to let you guys know that it's a lot of love. There's a lot of love in Miami. It's a lot of love in Virginia. I'm on my way to come to Virginia tomorrow.
Yo. When you get to She Pride, I need to meet you. So I
oh, my God. You wouldn't believe what I do. I'll just tell you before I make it real quick. Born and raised in Miami, Florida, KOD girl, stripper by night, nurse by day. I do a lot of fire shows. I do a lot of water tricks. I do a lot of all, sweetheart. So, you know, KC knows. I'll bring it out with a bang, sweetie.
Okay. I'm going to get turned up at She Pride. Oh, okay, I'm excited now. All right, then.
Check me out on Liliana Martinez, but I really do thank y'all, and I got to get in the house because the babies are acting.
All right. I really hope you have a good night, and thank you for being on.
I am tired. I am tired. I got to get you to sleep. Want to say bye-bye? Say bye-bye, Kay.
Bye-bye, Kay.
That's like the cutest thing ever. Like, yo.
Bye.
Bye.
Say good night. All right.
Bye-bye, Kay.
Have a good night.
You too.
Hey, Ken, I'm definitely going to see what she cried. I can't wait.
Stop it. No. Yeah, Lord, listen. Oh, my goodness. I love kids.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you about them before y'all get off here. There's Cooties. You're going to see on my page. There's a little light-skinned high-yoke. I call him a.k.a. Little Click Gang. And then you got Elijah, you got Micah, you got Leia, and, you know, those are the three amigos. But they're my babies, and my nephew, you know, is everything. But like I said, check me out. I can't wait to see you guys and interact with you guys and network with you guys, and you know, we can go forth.
I'm excited.
My damn self. Like, I just got off work. I feel good, man. Working in Miami, the damn hospitals is crazy. People coming in with broke arms, legs, thighs, breasts.
See, I can't do that. I commend you just for being a nurse. Like, first and foremost, let me commend you on that. You do great.
I love my job. So, like I said, it's all good. If you have a broken arm, leg, thigh, come come see Nurse Liliana. Just to believe you'll be fixed. Could y'all have a good night? I'm trying to get these babies in the house. They done ran outside. Come on, y'all. they free balling. I'm trying to get them in the house. Come on. Come on, Cootis. Come on, Cootis. We got to go in the house. They all. I'm not taking a picture of this. This shit is funny as hell. Come on, y'all. For real. We got to go in the house. Mommy got to get some sleep since I got vacation. Yay, me. But I got a couple shows out there, though. Most definitely.
Right.
But, KC, you know what it is. I love your show. I know it's a lot of people trying to call in. They ain't really trying to beep in.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio, and don't go nowhere. We'll be right back, okay? All
right, boo.
You have a good night.
All right, code 49539, talk to Complicated, a.k.a. Chris from Discreet. Code 49539.
I hear something. I don't know what I hear.
I hear it. All right, let's play your music one more time. Let the new callers that was not online listen to a little bit of your flow. Ladies, this is Complicated. Check it out.
Yo, I spit out my verse while I surf on the turf. Keep my eye on the prize, so I'm always alert. I was born to be great, and if niggas debate, they can come see my barrel, end up in a crate. I got a hip-hop soul, a rock star heart, and a boss's role. HBIC, I provide for my team. Rip beats at the scene, catch me at the scene with a gas cannon in next to a first down house. Slipping is a night, don't know how I'm getting out. All black with an orange ski mask, got a vibrant thing stadium, VIP, I'm so hot, I'm on district heat, any day or night, you could come see me, I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga, I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga, ayy, I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga, ayy, I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga, ayy, any day or night, you could come see me, I'm getting wild out in D.C. Galore, but her pussy allures. Make her way from the table down to the floor. Yeah, I'm a freak. We ain't even gotta speak. I'm reaching a peak, getting right to the point. No hesitation, exploration, getting sensation with heavy respiration. Woo! I don't resist temptation. I'm down to fuck. What the fuck is love making? Oh me, oh me, oh my. Give a fuck, let's straight or buy. You say it's complicated, well come give it a try. You put in the work, I got you 9 to 5. In the morning, she reporting back to a regular, pretending she not regular. But when I see her on the regular, she down on her knees, and I don't see her getting up. She getting wild when she with me, nigga. Ayy, she getting wild when she with me, nigga. Ayy, she getting wild when she with me.
All right, ladies, definitely press the number 1 if you would like to talk to Cade. Do not
act like y'all are scared, because some of you all have some pretty great questions. I am reading your mind right now. Ask her anything. Ask her something. Like, she like chicken? Where's she from? Is she single? Ask her stuff about this review. Ask her about her news. Ask her anything. Kate, is there anything that you want to tell your listeners? Like, you know, any upcoming events or any showcases that's going on?
Okay, so basically, y'all already know I'm going to be at She Prize. You know, that's like the big event of the year so far, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to be at She Pride, and that's the next thing I got coming up. You know, then I got the show going on. We got a couple gigs in D.C. that we have. So, really, you just got to follow me, and sometimes I just get a random gig, so I don't even know where I'm going to be, you know what I mean? So, and then if you want me to come to your city, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Unless your promoters know, and they could book me at bookingsforkate@gmail.com, and then we could go from there. Because I definitely want to come out and see all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Each and every one of you.
I know that's right. So, Kate, how do you feel about, like, how do you feel when you sit here and listen to a caller actually tell you how much of an impact that you had in the show district he had on her life, and it actually stopped her from killing herself? Like, how did that make you feel?
Yo, like, that just makes me feel, like, surreal, unreal. Like, I don't know. It's like, I mean, like I said, I always wanted to do something positive for the community. I mean, I'm a psychology major, so I want to work with kids and, you know, particularly kids that have been abused. So it's like, damn, like, to have that impact, you know what I mean? It's just, it's amazing. It's crazy. It's a blessing, you know what I mean? Like, and at the same time, I mean, I'm in shock. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to. It's crazy that something like that could just change someone's life and change someone's mind to kill themselves or not. And that's amazing.
Right. It was definitely heartwarming, especially, you know.
Yeah, like it's so heartwarming. Like, I can't even, like, I don't even know the words for it. Like, it was just, like, it was so unexpected. It was heartwarming. Like, I feel really touched that we were able to change that woman's life. And, I mean, it's crazy.
Not only her life, but, you know, her job, people at her job and friends that she have, and, you know, I was like, wow, you know.
Yeah. Like, and then it's all the way in Florida, too. So it's not even, like,
right.
Around. It's, like, it's crazy how the word gets out. And it's crazy because I do have someone, I talk to her daily, just, like, one of my favorite fans, you know what I'm saying? She all the way in France, and I talk to her. She's teaching me French, all that. I took it in high school, but I sucked, so. She refreshed my memory. And it's just crazy, you know what I mean? She's a straight woman, whatever, and she loves the show. And she, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. I talk to her daily, and it's crazy. It's her, and then I got someone in Ghana. I mean, Florida. It's amazing. Like, it's crazy. But it's awesome that we're touching all these people, and they're able to see that it's okay to be who you are. You know, you can't hide who you are, and it makes you unhappy, it makes it unhealthy, it's not good for you. You're going to always be fighting to be happy if you do that, so.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but I'm very glad we could reach out to all those people and, you know, do something positive for their lives.
Right. That was, and that, you know what? I think the best part of the whole, or like the whole conversation with you two, were that her kids came in. Like, that was like, it was like, hi, Kate. It was just, I don't know. I love Kate, so it was just like, it was so cute.
That was so cute. And, like, that's what I'm talking about, acceptance for everybody. Like, you know, kids learn what we teach them. If we teach them, you know, acceptance, they're gonna realize that everything's okay and everybody's okay. You can be who you are. So that's very she's a very good mom, I could tell. You know what I mean? She's teaching her kids the right thing. She's doing the right thing. She's a nurse. Man, that's good.
I have a question from Jessica F. Frazier from Savannah, Georgia, on my Facebook. Ladies, if you're scared to ask Kay something, inbox it to me. I will ask her for you and shout you out. She said, what can we expect from her character on District Heat? What changes will she go through in her relationship on this show?
See, I mean, I can't really tell y'all too much more than what you've already seen. You know what I mean? You see a kind of confused girl, and she wants one thing, and then, you know what I mean? But she's a good person at the end of the day. She doesn't want any, you know, she may have been unhappy in her relationship, but like I said, you got to do what makes you happy. So I feel like she's going to just grow in different ways and try to find her happiness. I think that's, you know, the main goal for everybody. So, I hope. You know, I hope she wants to be happy.
Okay. Let's see. All right, area code 804-704, talk to Complicate.
Hi.
Hey,
I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Now I'm talking to you.
Don't make me blush. Honestly, I don't have a question. I just wanted to say that you are one of the sexiest females that I have ever seen.
Oh, see, that's so cute. Now you're making me blush.
By the way, my name is Lady J. I am Casey's daughter.
Okay.
Hey,
Daddy.
Hey, I'm gonna get the belt for you. Yes, I am. You're fresh.
No, you don't understand. She's gorgeous. Well, that's all. Really.
That was so sweet.
Thank you. I'm glad I could be sweet. That's hard for me. But y'all have a good night.
You don't have a question for her? Come on, I know you got a question. Come on.
I don't have a question. Okay.
Oh, you got a question.
Are you single?
No, just.
That's the question of the night. I mean, honestly, it's a really complicated situation right now. I'm just looking for a sugar mama and someone that can cook. So if you meet the criteria,
I'm not old enough to be a sugar mama, but I can cook.
All right. Well, then you halfway in the door. I'll accept the invitation. I'll accept that.
That's great. I'm gonna go now.
She's like, all right. Well, my show's on. Everybody's show is on. Good night.
All right. Okay. All right. Area 762. Uh oh. Okay. Area code 762-209. Talk to Complicate. Area code 762-209.
Hello?
Area code 762-209.
What's up? Yeah, what would you do if you had a stalker ex? Like, how would you handle the situation or whatever?
Yo. I'll let Complicate go first on that one.
Yeah. If I had a stalker ex, I mean, I would change my name. Not only that, I don't know. That would be crazy. It would be probably some, like, movie-type shit where we ended up in a blood fight and then we would have to fight to death. That's what would happen. So.
That a good, at least I don't know. Honestly, I had a couple when I was younger, but I haven't really experienced that. One of my exes stole my cat, you know what I'm saying? And that wasn't cool, and I had to get it back.
Yeah. I say throw Mambo sauce on her.
You know.
If, like, seriously, this KC right here, man, if you have an ex right now that's stalking you, first of all, you know, you need to get on your knees and pray for her. That's number one, because, you know, God's going to handle her. As calm as a mother, okay? Another thing that you could do is stalk her ass back. Shit. She comes to you throwing stuff at your house and acting crazy. You act crazy, what? You get James Brown on, you hear me? You know, I mean, shoot. I mean, get a restraining order on her. I mean, that's number one, because if you have to put your hands on her, you are covered by law.
Yeah.
You know?
Self-defense. You know? Yeah. I mean, that's a
tough situation. And make a cook for you and eat some chicken. I'm sorry, I got hungry.
That's a tough situation, though. But, I mean, hopefully she just stops. No.
I've been in that situation before. Sometimes, I know people be like, man, ooh, snitches get stitches. But no, if you have to put your hand on her and you go to jail, those girls in jail are going to give you stitches, honey, okay? So I'm just saying it's good to protect your hands just in case you have to put your hands on her. Because, you know, or even try to talk it out like an adult. Like, pull her to the side, like, look what's going on. But if she crazy, go get that restraining order. Because ain't no talking going to do for a crazy woman. Crazy woman, they're just crazy.
Oh, okay. I got a question for her. Me?
Yeah, in the last episode, does she die?
Yo, why y'all? I can't tell y'all. I cannot tell y'all that. You guys really want to know all the good stuff. I can't tell y'all. Sorry. But you can watch it in episode 8. And you know, you just got to watch. Like, I can't tell y'all. But she said she killed herself, didn't she, though? So.
All right. Well,
she
wasn't
so bad.
I can't tell you how much. Sorry about that. But
it's all right.
I'm glad you're watching the show, though. You know, that's good.
Yeah, I just started watching the show, like, a week ago. And then, you know, y'all just updated another one.
Yeah.
So, like, I watched them all at one time.
Wow, you probably had a marathon.
Yeah, I did. And I watched the last episode, and then I watched the new episode just to remember.
Yay. Sometimes you got to refresh the memory. I know some, you know, I have a bad memory. I got to watch that, like, 7 times just so I can remember what happened. Yeah, what happened? Yeah. But it's good, though. I'm glad you enjoy it, so definitely glad.
It's a little bit better than Between Women.
No. Hey, I think we could all be on a network, honestly. Like, if we had our own network, we could all be on it. We could have a little music show. We could have our little Between Women, District Heat, Sudsville, you know, all that on one network. We got a logo, right? Why can't we have a lesbo or whatever? I don't know. Shoot. But we need a TV station. That's the bottom line. Like, we could all be on it. We all need to be on it. We need to stand up.
Y'all do. It's not about, you know, what you know. It's about who you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
If I find anybody that's in TV and they can help y'all, I will blow your inbox up.
Please do. You know what I'm saying? We always look for new opportunities and
we're trying to expand the lesbian community. You know what I mean? Like, that's the bottom line. We want to get people aware of our lifestyle and not realize that it's not all negative, because the stuff that is a disrepute is not all negative. People see the drugs and they see the cuss words and they're like, oh, but no, really, it's the story of people. So I just really hope we can get that out there and understand and, you know.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you. I have to get ready for work.
See. All right. Have a good night, and I hope you have a good night at work.
I will. Talk to y'all later.
Hi.
All right. Bye.
All right. You call 909-231. Talk complicated.
KC. Hello, KC.
Hey, what's good?
Hello.
Hey, hello?
I was just, you are a mess. I just want to tell you that you are a mess. For
oh
you to sit
goodness.
There and tell that girl to stop the girl back, that was fun.
Hey, I keep it 100, you man. I keep it 100 with.
Stop her back. That's all you got to do. She'll get the point.
Oh,
hey.
I think she just moved. Oh, okay. Well, they'll call back. I think they got mixed up.
Yeah.
Hey, I keep it 100. You know, I'll tell you what, like, it is what is wrong. I done been in that situation. But I'm pretty sure all studs have been in a situation where
yeah.
they done had a crazy ex, okay? Sometimes you have to get, you may have to, you know, put her in her place or throw some rocks back at her ass. You get what I'm saying? Because, look, if she comes to my house, honey, acting crazy, spooking between cars, honey, and think, I'm not going to, hold on, what's going on, boo? What's wrong?
Yes.
Are you okay? I'm going to check her ass in. You hear me? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Hear.
Come. I'm just saying, man, love.
Because the next thing, she's going to set your house on fire for a crazy day. I don't know what they are capable of, so I just go with the most chillest option I can, and that's just ignore them, and hopefully they go away.
That is going to be the first option, you know, to ignore her. But if she act crazy and start doing voodoo and getting Judy out of Bad Girls Club and crazy stuff like that, then,
hey.
You know, we're going to have to do something else. Something else got to be done. For real. For real,
hey.
Man.
You never know. Got to watch it.
Exactly. Well, you got two more callers. We're going to roll to 434-825. Talk to Complicate. Hello, 434-825-43,
okay. Area code
512-367.
Talk to Complicated. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Finally, I've been trying to call in. I have a question.
What's up?
Like, I realize nowadays everybody wants a bad bitch instead of a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm a very nice person, you know. I have my own kind of style. I don't try to fit in and try to fix myself up and call myself a bad bitch and this and that. And it seems like to me a lot of studs go for bad bitches instead of a good woman.
Yeah.
What's y'all opinion about that? Would y'all rather want a bad bitch or somebody that's going to treat y'all right and accept y'all for who y'all are?
Well, you go ahead, Complicate. You tell her your input first.
Definitely a little bit of both, but I rely heavily, like, wifey material is a woman, like, you know what I'm saying, a good woman, you know what I'm saying, someone that's going to hurt you, someone that's going to look out for you, someone that's educated, someone that already knows what they want, like, you know what I'm saying, at that point, you know, because that's the thing, it's like a bad bitch may be a ditch, so I'm not saying they are, but I'm just saying, you know, like, you just never know. But I'll say beauty and brains, you know what I mean? That is my woman, beauty and brains.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
I see a lot of that.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm telling you, I'm still single and I haven't found anybody. But I've been single for a long time almost.
And you know why you're single? Let me tell you why you're single. I'm going to tell you why you're single, right? The exact phrase you just asked us to give us your input on, that's why you're single, because nobody deserves you, because they're out there looking for a bad bitch. Who wants a bad bitch in 2014 going on 2015? I want me a woman that's gonna hold me down, physically, mentally, sexually, spiritually. I don't care about financially, because I can take care of myself. But, you know, a bad bitch, she might have bad AIDS or bad herpes. I don't know. You know, just give me somebody that's going to treat me like a queen that I am. So if they're out there looking for a bad bitch, honey, don't get discouraged, baby, because God's going to bring you your good woman. You just got to be patient, okay? It's real.
Okay.
Disclaimer, something like that.
Alright. How, for real, Kate, I don't know, because that did just bring up a topic, like, the bad bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's true, though. Like, that is true. Like, that seems like everybody wants this, I don't know, what is the definition of a bad bitch? Like, what is that?
I mean, honestly, it's the media. The media, you know what I'm saying, puts it in our eye that a bad bitch is someone that, you know, has all the right curves and has an attitude and does, you know what I'm saying, has an attitude, but not in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're a bad bitch for a reason. Like, you may look good, but, you know, your attitude may suck, you know what I'm saying, whatever, your pussy may suck, whatever, you know what I'm saying, so it's just like, but at the end of the day, that's not all we think about, you know what I'm saying, we think about a bad bitch, we think about, oh, she's fine, she's sexy, I want to lay her down for the night. You don't wipe up a bad bitch, you wipe up a good woman, that's what you're going to want to settle down to, because a bad bitch will leave you in a second.
You know what my definition of a bad bitch is? A bad bitch is a woman that's going to cook for me, that's going to allow me to cook for her, that's going to help pay these damn bills around this house. That's a bad bitch, a woman that got her own everything and don't need you for nothing else. That's a bad bitch, okay?
That's a bad bitch for me, too. And she could be, doing all that. That'll be bad for me. You know what I'm saying? There's two types of bad bitches. If you're talking in a negative light, that's a negative. But if a positive bad bitch, she coming in the kitchen, she got an apron on, possibly, nope, you know what I'm saying, whatever she want under that, and then we could just cook it. We could cook together, you know what I'm saying? I don't care, you know what I mean? But, I'd be like, yo, I mean, that's the thing is, like, people got, it's like, you could think of a bad bitch in a positive light, think of a bad bitch in a negative light, it's all what you think, and as long as you good-hearted, that's what it really comes down to for me.
No, that's right, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. Area code, this is the last caller. Area code 909-231, talk to Complicated.
I'm sorry I got disconnected earlier from you guys. But, KC, I just wanted to say you are a fool. That shit was funny. You going to tell that girl to go back and stalk her. Not that right there.
Hey, girl, okay. Look, if she's talking to me, girl, I'm going to give you something to talk about it, okay?
That shit had me rolling over here. I was like, no, why would she tell her? But that do make sense, though, you know? Sometimes you got to let a motherfucker know how you really feel inside. Like, okay, you want to play games with me? You going to throw something at me? I'm going to throw it back at you.
I know that's
Film,
right. So you throw rocks,
whatever.
I throw rocks, so you better duck.
Right. And to the other person saying that she want a sugar mama and a person ought to cook. Now, that was funny, too.
now you finna be having these girls put their age up. They gonna be lying, talking about they 36 and they cook and they still throwing hot pockets and noodles and.
Hey, you said hot pockets.
Oh no, for real, they really get down like that. For real, I think as you get older, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real with you. You know, I'm 33, and when I was young, I was into the hot pockets and all that stuff too. As I got older, I knew that I have to cook. You know, because if you don't cook for your girl or your mate, period, they are gonna get on. That's the number one thing I learned: cooking and cleaning is the main thing. So,
yeah,
you know, as you get older,
yeah.
I used to run the streets, and I have two boys, now they're 12 and 14, but my mama took care of them, so, you know, cooking wasn't for me. It was like dipping here to the club, doing this type of stuff, but as you get older, you'll start realizing everybody gets to the age where you're going to stop with the bullshit, and you're going to want to be grown about yourself, you know? So, you know, the sugar mama and the sugar mama and somebody know how to cook, it comes a lot comes with that, though, for real. Like, it's a lot. And I was thinking, too, one more question. If you guys, you know, like you said, district heat between women, y'all all should come together. I was thinking, like, have anybody thought about writing a book?
Hey, I mean, I haven't, but that's a good idea.
That is a good idea. I mean, you know, not to bring up between women, you know, that was a good show, but they need money. But, I mean, if you write a book and get it out there, people will definitely read you guys' stuff. You know, write a book about if you can't afford the money. I mean, start off writing a book. Writing a book is not as much as, you know, trying to get a TV show.
True.
So, you know, that was my little idea for y'all. And if you ever write a book, if they do, just don't forget about me. Throw me a little shout-out. You know what I'm saying? Say, you know, good-looking Tina, we thought about writing a book. I think that you should bring that up. You know what I'm saying? Even if they do a movie, I'm pretty sure y'all going to come together and it's going to be big and do a movie. Like, start writing a book, you know? Start it off with a book and get it out there.
Did you say your name was Ike and Tina? What did you say?
No. I said my name is Tina. You stupid. Hey,
okay.
I'm just like both of them. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, I know that's right. You got
but
to
yeah,
be
my name
is an age girl. You got to be Ike and Tina.
But one
Joe,
more question
Joe Jackson
for,
and Mama Jackson. You got to be all of them.
You really do. This generation all twisted. But one more question. How old are you? Not KC, the other girl.
I'm 25.
Oh, yeah, you're a baby. Yeah. You still enjoying life. Girl, enjoy your life. You could get all the hoes, the bitches, the sugar mamas, whatever. Do your shit, you know. Once you, because I was that age, I was wild. You could tell me nothing. And now I'm 33, I see my transformation, you know, like it gets old. The older you get, stuff gets old, you know. So enjoy your life, girl. If you can get a donation, girl, out there, girl, do your thing. I'm not mad.
A donation. Hey, any girls that would like to give me a donation, please send a text.
Like,
shit.
What's your PayPal code? I'm gonna send you one now.
Hey, you'll be surprised. You will be surprised. And one more thing, have you ever been to Cali?
Yo, I went one time. It was like for my birthday. Yo, I love it. I'm coming back sometime.
Where did you go?
I went to Los Angeles. And,
oh, yeah. That's where I'm from. Yeah, that's where it's at. It's popping. You should come. When you come.
I didn't come back. I didn't see
when
you.
If you come, go to Secret Sunday. Secret Sunday is where it's at.
You gonna come if I come out there? You gonna come out?
Yeah, I'll come. I know all the little spots out here. I can get you, you know, probably get you in there. And I got connects and stuff. But, yeah, sure will. Secret Sunday, they got the Shakedown. That's a big lesbian club. Club Peanuts, Michelle Triple X. That's another big club, like lesbian club. You'll catch, like, at Michelle Triple X, you'll catch, like, what's her name, Queen Latifah, the girl off of, what's her name, Rudy Huxtable. I didn't even know she was bisexual. I caught her in there a couple of times.
I'm writing this stuff down. What's
Yeah, it's called Michelle Triple X. And it's in Hollywood, and that's where you catch all, like, the celebrities that be undercover.
Yeah.
You catch all of them up there in the Shakedown. And go to Secret Sunday. That's the baddest strip club out in L.A.
Sunday. I'm going.
But, yeah, you shouldn't. You should go to Long Beach Pride. If
okay.
any pride you go to, I mean, the reason why I say Long Beach, because that's where all the black people be at. But it's cool. Like, Long Beach Pride is cool, and San Diego is cool. And San
okay.
Francisco. I love San Francisco,
when,
too. San Francisco nice.
When is Long Beach Pride?
Long Beach Pride is, like, in May. I stopped going to all those little spots. I'm over it.
Man, you tell me to go. You ain't even going to be there. Like,
yeah, I'll come see you, but, you know,
right,
I'm...
Yeah,
I'm
come out.
I will.
Cool.
I'll hit you up to let you know who I am in your inbox.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, just come out. You know, you guys should explore your, you know, your chances. You know, you can probably go to Hollywood and meet people, and that's what most people do, and you'll be on TV somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You just never know. Just come out, get to know people, and do your thing. We friendly out here.
Y'all are friendly. Man, I love Cali, man. I want to go back so bad. I'm coming back there.
Yeah, Cali is where it's at. But them three spots, Shakedown, Michelle Triple X,
okay.
and Secret Sunday. That's
okay,
where you want to
go. I got
all
you.
All right, KC, you stop giving out the wrong advice. Talk
yeah,
about
man, you know
come
was
back.
Right. You even was like, yes, girl.
Hey, you have me over here rolling. I said, no, why would you
sure.
tell that girl that?
Girl, somebody
was like, you don't want to
talk
her back.
Stalk them back.
I put that on my Facebook.
Girl, stalk them back, girl.
And I'm tagging you in it because that shit was funny. I can't believe you. Somebody stalked. Oh, yeah, another thing, too. One of my homegirls did a song called Plastic. And it's on YouTube.
Mm.
And it's old. It was something she was doing. But in that video, Bisha Don Juan was in there. We was all in there, had the little strippers at a mansion party. But it's old. This is like a five-year-old video. But if you guys can go support it and look at it and, you know, whatever, it'd be nice. This is something she just threw together. It's called Plastic on YouTube. It's a little stud. But she had it going vice versa. She had it either with the strap or either with the card, the plastic card. So it was kind of tight.
Okay. Yeah. We'll check it out.
Check it out.
All right,
inbox
you guys have a...
Inbox me so I know who you are.
All right,
are.
I will.
All right.
All right, you guys have a good night.
You too. All right,
Merry Christmas. Right.
You too. Happy New Year.
All right, Complicated, man, I want to thank you for coming out on She's On Radio. It was definitely awesome having you here, man. But quick thing, right, before we go, tell everybody how to get in contact with you, your social media, your booking, your YouTube, all that, man. Tell them how they can get in tune with you.
Okay, so social media, basically my main thing is Chris_DistrictHeat on Instagram. You can go on YouTube, find me, Facebook, find me, KJ Sirota, and then my booking information, which is really important, is booking, like with an S, for F, F O E, no, not, okay, bookings for K, you'll figure it out, but yeah, it's, that's my booking information, and I want to come out to your city, and I want to see y'all, so, you know. I hope to see y'all soon. And thank you, KC, for having me. As always, it's you know, a pleasure to be on the show. I love all the ladies.
Yeah, I heard that, and she's looking for a sugar mama that's going to make her some food. Don't forget that.
So, yeah, especially, okay, so any sugar mamas that would like to make me some food, definitely contact me ASAP, and I'll be waiting for their message. All right, I think three people just hit me up. All right, I'll talk to you later, Casey.
All right, mate.
All right,
ladies, look, thank y'all so much. Tomorrow we will have Mook, the host, a.k.a. Logan from Studville TV, tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. Tell your friends. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, /KC Team. She's on for everything lesbian. If you do not know, Juicebox, Temper, Look Alive, Face, Storm, over 25
entertainers will be here in Richmond, Virginia for She Prize 2014 Powered by She Zone. If you have not gotten your tickets, do not worry. You can buy them at the door. All events will be held at 2030 Chamberlain Avenue, Richmond, Virginia. You still have time, ladies, to book those flights now. Get on a mega bus. If you live in D.C., Philly, Atlanta, it's only $15 to get on the mega bus to get to Richmond. Everything is downtown, so you don't need a car. All right? The hotel's got a shuttle that will take you to the events. All right? Meet lesbians. This is a lesbian event. But it goes down every year. So you can't make this year, definitely come out next year. All right? I love y'all so much. Remember to tune in each and every Monday through Wednesday right here, 646-716-6977. She's on. Love y'all so much, and y'all have a nice, nice day. I'm going to leave y'all with Complicated.
Hey, yo, I spit out my verse while I surf on the turf. Keep my eye on the prize, so I'm always alert. I was born to be great, and if niggas debate, they can come see my barrel. End up in a crate, uh-huh. I got a hip-hop soul, a rock star heart, and a box. HBIC, I provide for my team. Rip beats at the scene, catch me at the scene with a gas can and hand next to a first down house. Slipping is the night, don't know how I'm getting out. All black with an orange ski mask, got a vibrant thing sitting in my lap. Stadium, VIP, I'm so hot, I'm on district heat. Any day or night, you could come see me. I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga. I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga. I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga. Ayy, I'm getting wild out in D.C., nigga. Ayy, any day or night you would come see me. I'm getting wild out in D.C. Knocking pussy galore, but her pussy allures. Make our way from the table, down to the floor. Yeah, I'm a freak, we ain't even gotta speak. I'm reaching a peak, getting right to the point. No hesitation, exploration. Getting sensation with heavy respiration. Woo! I don't resist temptation. I'm down to fuck. What the fuck is love making? Oh, me, oh me, oh my. I don't give a fuck. Let's straight or bi. You say it's complicated. Well, come give it a try. You put in the work. I got you 9 to 5. In the morning, she reporting back to a regular. Pretending she not regular. But when I see her on the regular, she down on her knees. And I don't see her getting up. She getting wild when she with me. Getting wild, nigga, getting wild.